This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Gubernatorial candidates Rick Snyder and Virge Bernero will have at least one debate ahead of the November election. The televised meeting is scheduled for October 10th. Before the meeting was confirmed, Snyder talked to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning about why previous negotiations broke down.
That's one of these things that good faith, we worked through it, and they kept on playing games. And so, unfortunately, we've ended up almost with a debate on debates. And so that's where the town hall still come back in.
Ingham County and East Lansing authorities concluding that the man responsible for the burned Koran found outside the Islamic Center of East Lansing will face no penalty. Mayor Vic Loomis talking to WILS this afternoon about the decision.
The incident, as deplorable as it was, has been reviewed thoroughly by law enforcement and been adjudicated that there is no crimes to file charges.
Michigan State Police advising parents of teenage girls to keep a close eye on the friends they make online. This follows an incident in which a Florida native moved to Grand Ledge to meet a 15-year-old girl from Clinton County he met on MySpace. Detective Todd Parsons spoke with WILS.
If your kids have internet access and they're using MySpace and Facebook, stay vigilant. Watch what your kids are doing.
And almost 1,200 DTE energy customers in Ingham County and nearly 400 consumers energy customers in Eaton County losing power during last night's thunderstorms. Crews expected to have everyone back online by tonight. There will be at least one gubernatorial debate. Republican Rick Snyder and Democrat Virge Bernero set to meet in the televised event on October 10th at 7 p.m. The agreement comes as polls consistently show Snyder with an over 20-point lead over Bernero. The frontrunner spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
The way I describe it to our team when the polls come out is I said, we don't have prevent defense in our vocabulary. We're out stepping on the gas to get out there to talk to as many people, to build as many relationships.
After extensive media attention, the case of the burned Koran outside the Islamic Center of East Lansing will result in no charges being filed. Both Ingham County and East Lansing officials reviewing the case and finding no grounds to pursue charges after an unidentified man turned himself in. Mayor Vic Loomis talked to WILS this afternoon.
My understanding that the Islamic Center is supportive of the decision that the prosecutor has reached and the police department has reached.
A major thunderstorm rolling through the Lansing area last night, taking out power to well over 1,000 DTE energy customers in Ingham County. Spokesman John Osterberry tells WILS that crews should have everyone restored by tonight.
There was a lot of tree damage in Ingham County. We had tree clearance crews working out there all night long, getting the debris cleared out so that our linemen could come in today and restore power.
It will be happening. A gubernatorial televised debate has been scheduled for October 10th. This comes after initial negotiations for three debates fell apart, and with recent polls showing Republican Rick Snyder leading Democrat Virge Bernero by over 20 points. Snyder spoke to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
The political games need to end. We have people suffering looking for jobs, and I want to stay focused on the questions that I'm really hearing from the citizens. What do we do to get more and better jobs, and how do we keep our young people here?
Meanwhile, Rick Snyder is on the defense against the latest attack by Democrats. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Snyder, exclusively on WILS, reacts to an Associated Press report in which Democrats question his leadership abilities by accusing him of job discrimination against women while he was president of Gateway.
There was a situation involving 26 potential employees that when we went through it, we ended up negotiating a settlement with the Department of Labor that addressed that issue. That was one instance in several years in a very large company.
A campaign spokesman for Snyder describes the attacks as political bluster. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
No charges being filed against a man who left a burned Koran in front of the Islamic Center of East Lansing. Both Ingham County and East Lansing officials unable to find a basis to pursue the case. East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis spoke with WILS this afternoon.
That was a deplorable act, a very deplorable incident, and the city of East Lansing condemned it unequivocally. The fact, as I understand it, is there was no property damage, there was no physical injury.
Up to 1,200 Ingham County DTE energy customers losing power during last night's storm. Spokesman John Osterberry tells WILS this afternoon that crews are hard at work to get everyone back online.
We did restore the bulk of the customers who lost power, about 900 of them. We've got 200 or 300 who are still out of power in the far eastern section of the county, and we expect to have them back by the end of tonight.
And MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio has been released from Sparrow Hospital following his weekend heart attack, although athletic director Mark Hollis says, quote, there's a lot of recovery to go. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 60. Tomorrow some early morning showers possible, then becoming partly sunny, high near 86. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 68. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen. FM 1320 WILS.